Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Trey Kennedy. We do some mailbag questions and we also tell you whether it's you or your mom who was annoying.
Welcome to the new J Train Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. It's J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Feather Nation Studios. We're here every Monday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Send it in. Send in your questions. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your complaints. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your, am I crazy, dog? JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. If we do a segment here, I want you to take your little creative fingers and start writing up an email having to do with that segment. Today we're going to do a new segment. It's Mother's Day. I think this could continue throughout the year. I don't think this has to just be Mother's Day. Like, I think, and I guess it is in the line of, like, am I crazy, dog? But we're going to play Annoying Mom or Annoying Kid. We had you, the listener, send in your complaints about your mom. But we're going to decide whether it's you or your mom. You didn't expect it. This is called the rope-a-dope. I have you write in with, mom's so annoying. Because you ever see someone complain, like, get in an argument with their mom? I mean, this is a younger thing. You know, I don't see, like, people yelling at their moms. You know, I'm 39. It'd be weird if I was just, like, watching kids fight with their mom. But I'm saying, you know, back when you were growing up, you'd see someone, like, yell at their mom, and you'd be like, you're the piece of shit, not the mom. Like, the mom's, like, just being a mom. Like, that's what moms do. So we're going to decide whether you or your mom is annoying. And then we got some mailbag questions. We got a luxury lounge in the Patreon. So sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFried. Very excited for today's guest. New to the JCU, the J Train Cinematic Universe. Very funny comedian. You're everywhere. I see your face. You have... Your face, I feel like I know you. You're literally I don't want to downplay internet celeb, but internet is where we do most of our viewing these days. This is in 2000,
right?
You know,
I'm proud to be an influencer.
That's what I tell people. You've influenced me.
Good,
Trey Kennedy. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. It's good to be here.
What's Trey short?
The JCU.
The JCU. The J Train Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. We're like about
just below Marvel. We're working our way up.
100%.
What? What's Trey short for?
It's short for, I'm the third. So
you're the third.
Exactly.
One of my favorite nicknames.
Yep.
I think Trey is very cool.
There's lots of Treys, white Treys. It's always the third.
The third, yes.
So it's like Gerald the third or something.
What's black Trey?
It's like Trayvon.
Yes.
Devon Trey. I grew up playing basketball. There was always black Treys. They'd say, Trey, and I'd turn my head. It was black on another team.
Very
interesting.
So they'd
have to be like, Thomas the third.
Yes.
And then I'd know.
They had to go whiter.
Yeah, exactly.
That is...
That's the key.
Thomas!
Yes.
Thomas the third!
Yeah. Pass to the other Treys.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. So, Trey, I think that's the coolest of the nicknames. When you hear, like, oh, that's Trey... Like, I just always thought that was... Because I've met a Trey before, but you always... It takes a second.
Sure.
Jared had no nickname. So... Jewish. It was so not cool. And then I'm at the Comedy Cellar and the piano player, his name's Red, and I've known him for years. One day he comes up to me, he goes, you know, I'm Jared too. And I'm like, Red was there the whole time. I could have been Red.
See, I didn't even put it together.
Right. It's cool. The back end of the
was
name.
Was he Jewish?
No, black guy. I'm like, the coolest dude ever.
They always get more creative than us.
A piano player. Yeah. Like, this guy's like the coolest. Like, he's in New York City playing the piano. I love Red. And I'm like, I could have been Red. Like, Red Fox.
Missed opportunity.
Red Fried. I could have been Red.
Think of the branding opportunities now.
You think I would be here now?
No way.
I'd be fucking some chick. All
so you're Jewish.
Yeah. You ever met one?
You're like the fourth. So that's pretty cool.
So I knew you didn't know many Jews based on a few things. And again, you said, am I judging you? I'm judging everyone. I think we're all judging. I think this is one of the things we need to start coming to terms with. Everyone is judging. Nobody judges. No one's looking at you. We're all looking. Do we care? Do we take it 15 minutes past our judgment? Probably not. I got bills to pay. But we're judging. We're watching. We're making fun. Okay? So... When you said to me, you said you had shows in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And then you went out to Long Island, you did your shows, and then you go, I came back to the city to Bushwick.
I didn't say that. I just said to Bushwick. I didn't call it the city.
Whatever. That's not where you're misjudging where my judgment is.
You know what I think? I grew up in Oklahoma.
I can feel you're a little self-conscious about.
I am.
Oklahoma City kid in New York City.
I feel like I've been to LA, New York enough times. I'd like to think I navigated well, but I had buddies here.
Here's the thing, and I'm sorry to interrupt, because I think what happens a lot is people get self-conscious about New York, because like when you're outside of New York, the people who wear New York, they suck. Like, let me judge the New Yorker now. Because I'm from outside of Boston, okay? Listen. Suburban kid. I moved here. Like, okay, I'm not gonna try and co-opt. You know, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm New York City. No. I'm a big fucking loser. Okay, I'm nerd McNerdstein. Moved here after college. Very normal. Went to Murray Hill, then went to the Upper East Side. Went to Harlem. Now I'm downtown. This is a very normal background. You know, this is something people don't admit to. They'll go, no, I'm New York proud. No. Fuck you.
Yeah, J-Lo.
Right. Or the J-Lo thing. Well, the J-Lo thing.
I'm out on the block, man, in Bushwick.
Right. Play the video. The J-Lo thing became a big thing because people are very protective. And look, I went on Vinny Guadagnino's podcast.
So the people being protective, mad at J-Lo, are they in the right or kind of being annoying?
They're in the right because if you're a city kid, V is a city kid, okay? It's very important to V that that her childhood.
J-Lo fails.
J-Lo failed her. Well, I know in the little bit I know V, I know, and she's nodding along with me. When you grow up in the city, it is a very specific childhood. It is not, you know, school bus pick you up, see you at 5, like after school sports. It can be,
but
I'm saying.
Don't even go to school at all.
Right. No, yeah. She was just out here.
Yeah.
She's shell game,
riding
making
rats,
money.
Yeah.
So I think what's going on right now is that like us suburban kids move to an urban place in kind of gentrified areas where you feel safer and then you start squawking off. Oh yeah, I'm New York City. And the people who grew up in the city get mad. They're like, wait a minute, you're trying to take my coolness. You're trying to take my, you know, the thing that makes me, the soul of who I am. So I understand that because I can see it. Like I did Vinny Guadagnino's podcast. There's a video up. And they put up a clip, and it's like, he's like, you guys are from Boston. I would never say to someone, I'm Jared Freed from Boston. I would say, I'm Jared Freed from outside of Boston. But he's asking about the accent. And I'm like, listen, I will speak for Boston because I know the area. Like, obviously, when someone's like, where are you from Oklahoma City, I'm not going to say Needham. You're going to go, what are you talking about? What is that, Chinese? Like,
Okay,
here's the video. And every comment is people protecting Boston as an area.
I was saying.
Yeah, where are you from?
Cambridge.
See, Cambridge I wouldn't call Boston either.
Okay.
How come you don't have the accent?
In my area, the people that ended up having the accent, it felt like they wanted to.
Yes.
So, like, the whole accent thing.
People ham it up.
And people got mad at you.
So they got mad because they're going, Needham is in Boston. And I'm like, okay, the Boston accent isn't limited to the city lines.
Right.
Like, people from Revere have a Boston accent. You wouldn't call it a Revere accent. You wouldn't call like a Southern accent. If someone's from Virginia, you wouldn't, you know, you just, I have the accent.
And I like what you said there. You said they choose to have it. I've said this repeatedly. I go, because I'm Sal. I know my wife's from Georgia. I'm from Oklahoma. And you hear my voice here. Maybe there's something to it.
But I would put you in center of the country accent.
Yeah, it's not much.
More so.
I know people that grew up down the street who are like, how y'all doing?
Right.
I'm like, you're doing that.
Yeah.
That's annoying. It is.
Well, and you see it even more online because people online, when they tweet or like they write themselves, they write their own character, they know that will pop off more. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all done it. It's very much.
I'm a little guilty. I've chosen. I'm a y'all guy.
You
was
moved
natural
into y'all.
Going up. I was. Always said it, but there, I feel like it came a time in my life where I had to make a decision. Am I going to be a y'all guy or not? And I am. And it is. And when I go to LA or something, I say y'all. They're like, where are you from?
Right.
And then I like that. And now
you
I'm
like
a tool.
Now you've got now you have a people.
Now I'm a thing.
See, the thing is, the more we move to a mono, we're losing, you know, we don't have local commercials anymore. Everything's streaming, no commercials, everything's the same.
Fluid.
It's all become
Spectrum.
The same. Spectrum,
we're
fluid.
One. We're
both.
All,
you in the South have the same stores as I have in the North. We're losing local culture, so we grab on tighter to local culture. We want a community. As you know, we are cave people. We want our tribe. And it is interesting that, like, and sometimes people are attaching themselves to other tribes because they go, that tribe seems pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where January the city 6th. Suburb thing. then you go and attack the Capitol, and you found your people. Now they're in jail. Now, fake listen, accents. So you go to New York, and when you said we came back to Bushwick.
Yeah, what did I do wrong? I think I need you as my New York City guy.
Well, I go, this is a successful guy. You don't have to hang out in Bushwick. Like, Bushwick's way out there. I'd rather come to Manhattan, go to a nice cocktail bar.
Unless you're
trying to be cool.
No, I wasn't. Well, it was just a distance thing. It was a 40-minute Uber.
I knew you didn't know a lot of Jews, because there would be one Jewish guy in your crew that'd be like, Bushwick, it's going to take forever to get home. We got to go into the city. Let's get close to Murray Hill. You're staying in an Airbnb. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. We were in I didn't explain properly. I played Long Island Friday night, and then I played Connecticut Saturday.
Okay.
So Friday night, I'm on a bus.
Okay.
So it was like, we need to go there and back and get back by 3 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
Back to Westbury, New York.
So Friday, Long Island.
Yep.
And then you
Bushwick for the night for a few hours, drinks, back to Long Island, Westbury, bus to Connecticut, wake up Sunday, wait for it, limo to the city.
Limo.
Limo.
That's how I know you're from the South and in the city. You're like, this is what those New Yorkers do.
That was
getting a stretch limousine.
My tour manager was like, by the way, it's a limo. I think it was just a schedule. Like, there's like, this is the only car we have, but it was hilarious. It was just four guys in a limo.
Right.
And you have
how
to
long
just
has it
look
been
at each
since
other.
You've been in a limo?
The last time I was in a limo was like 10 years ago. And it's like my family rented one to look at Christmas lights. And it was like the worst night of my life.
That's the weirdest. I guess I could see that. Christmas lights, champagne, you could stick your head out of the top.
It's kind of a cute idea.
Right?
We got to get creative.
Very creative
in Kansas.
Very. What's the movie? Who's the guy that makes who's the guy that made Home Alone? It feels very Chris Columbus of you.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
You're gonna get creative.
So you have a kid on the way. You got one kid and you got a kid on the way.
Right. So we're staying in Murray Hill. Good, bad. Fine.
I had some friends
make fun of me for that.
Well, again, this is how I know you don't know a lot of Jews. That is like the area Jewish, college grads move to.
Mm.
So it's like the
had a great bagel.
Yuppie, good bagel, good. It's like the I'm moving to New York City, but like I'm moving into like, bumper cars. Like it's going to be like A-OK, So. It's not a lot of character. There's some places to go there. Like I listen, when someone says here's how much people are embarrassed of Murray Hill. It's very inside New York that if you go, where you live, and they'll go, you'll have women go, I live in Kips Bay, which is like the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's someone who's self-conscious about living in Murray Hill.
I'll start saying that.
Say Kips Bay and just, you'll see.
Okay.
The judgment will come. But so you're here in the city.
Yeah. It was just so Kips Bay. Square footage situation. I have a kid running around, and
the kid on tour.
My wife and mother-in-law and kid met me in New York to do like a fun, cute thing.
So the Airbnb makes more sense.
Exactly. So I needed like a 3-bedroom.
Right.
And so it's a nice spot. We got space. Another rookie move. My buddy was like, "Are you high up?" I was like, "What does that mean?" And he was like, "Hi, little noise. I mean, we are getting, it's a little loud."
Is it street level?
It's 3. It's
3.
Okay.
No, you're fine. As long as you're off the ground.
Kips Bay, level 3. And it's cute. So she's kind of watching the baby while my wife and I can do dates
New York
and
stuff. Yeah.
And then great husband award tonight. I'm going to watch the kid. They're going to go see Wicked.
Oh,
Mother-in-law's never been to New York.
So this is
Southern,
and they're
woman.
From Georgia. This is
it's cute.
New York City. This
my
is
wife's,
it.
You know, she's been around, but my sweet mother-in-law, she's
of course,
never been.
This is great.
Yeah.
I
so
can
it's
picture
good.
It all.
Uh-huh.
You were married when you started doing stuff on the internet or before or like
so
when
So I've been on the internet for like a decade. It was Vine that started.
So you were a Vine
there.
Guy.
I was a Vine, original Vine star, they called us.
Got it.
Yep. And that,
so those Vine stars, like, we're kind of just sitting there waiting for the app to pop up that they could do Vine stuff. Is that kind of what it was?
I think I think
because it went away.
Certainly, yeah. Certainly with me and I think most of the kids, it was just like Vine just appeared and it was like, this is kind of fun. And then a select few of us kind of went viral, went away. And most of the Vine stars, you got the Logan, Jake Paul, King Batch. I don't know. You know, that kind of crew. They all hightailed it to L.A. They're making Vines. I was just in Oklahoma kind of like this.
What was
I
the always, first Vine that you remember going viral?
The one that really popped that took me like overnight to like a whole bunch of followers was I was doing the WAP.
What's the WAP?
Let me see. WAP. WAP. Like 2013.
Oh, look at this. So you were doing it.
Yeah. So very... Oh, you can just you can simply pull up the Vine if you're interested.
Yeah,
look, I mean, Trey I'm not Kennedy, ashamed. I'm an influencer. Trey Kennedy, WAP. There it is.
Here it is.
Here it is, folks.
And you're just cleaning.
And I'm just boom. Oh. 30 million views.
30 million.
And the genius was born.
So
where thought that guy would be in Kips Bay? In that a decade?
He made it all the way.
All the way.
Kips Bay
and
kid.
And so that. You know, I'm like 19. I wake up to like 100,000 followers. You know, this is back when there's like 11 people trying to be famous on the internet.
Right,
you
know? Right.
And so it just kind of goes. And I'm just, of course, my old friends were in college. Like, this is cool. Don't think anything of it.
Where'd you go to school?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Go Pokes. And I'm just kind of doing my thing. And then it occurs to me I can make some money. I start getting paid, you know, way less than I should have, but like right. $500 by like the Hot or Not app.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, I remember when I started this podcast, you know, the idea of money coming in was like, cool.
Yeah. You're like, I didn't even try to make money here.
Yeah. Like I saw the podcast as like my own show marketing vehicle. I'll be in this city. Never the idea of like reading an ad on here. It never came to mind,
exactly.
But it was like, and then someone goes, oh, here's some money. And then now you think of it as like the, what like the marketplace ding, ding. Was, right. You know, could have been.
Yep. And so by the time Vine's done, it's like I'm starting to do real brand deals with real brands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in college kind of like, wow, there's more money than I'm about to make out of college. Vine dies. I'm back
How
to zero.
How did it die? That was always never.
I know. I got some inside scoop. So 2013 Vine starts. By the end of 2013, it's popping. 2015-ish, Twitter acquires it.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter essentially does nothing to improve it, runs
so
it in the ground.
So buries it, basically.
Yeah,
Twitter probably said, get rid of a competitor. We want those people here.
I guess, because it's simultaneously, you know, Vine was out before Instagram had video, before Snapchat had My Stories. So it was like standalone in the video space. So Twitter acquires it, Snapchat, My Stories come out, Instagram video comes out, and it just kind of just dies.
It just kind of went kaput.
And within, there was like this famous meeting from all the Viners. I wasn't part of it. It's like these LA Viners that they met with like Vine Corporate, and they're like, hey, we want you to pay us each $1 million a year to keep making Vines or we're walking.
And they were like, goodbye?
Yeah, they're like, no. Right. And then I don't know if that's what really killed it, but it didn't help. And
well, because then your biggest... creators
Facebook video starts
start
going.
No more videos.
Right.
You know, you need the people that believe in the... I mean, that's what TikTok is. People believing that Father Algorithm will pay them off with, you know, with bounty. If they keep making your videos, keep doing your thing, and you will be... It is an interesting... So you go to TikTok already knowing kind of what your voice was, what you wanted to do, and knowing kind of like, was that it? Or?
It was... So it dies, and I, you know, it was just Vine. I was... such a young, stupid, like insecure kid. I was like embarrassed to post it on Instagram, you know?
Because
that's where all
you?
My friends. So 19 when I first go viral, Vine dies when I'm like close to graduate at like 22.
Yeah.
I have maybe 20,000 Instagram followers by the time this is 2.6 million gone.
Mm-hmm.
Back to like 20K. And I was looking for real jobs. I was like, all right, I guess I'll try to make videos. And luckily Instagram, Facebook,
started
viral.
The videos came
Keep
along.
Going.
Well, they saw tech,
sure.
With one, we will be the Vine.
Mm-hmm.
But
then I got on Musical.ly.
Musical.ly, I remember that one. Yeah,
and I was glad I was early there because the time TikTok got bought, I think I already had was cruising.
So Musical.ly got bought by TikTok.
Yep.
And then your videos kind of transfer over. Here's the thing: it is funny. Like I'm 39. And I think our generation, the embarrassment of I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Was very, you know, not a very Gen Z thing.
Especially from Oklahoma. I mean,
right. I would assume, like, you have friends that are like, I'm going into business. I'm going to go into banking. I'm going to go into, you know, I'm going to be, you know, the manager here.
For
go
sure.
Go get a real job. You're a man. You know, also right. The man, you know, of it all. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to provide? How are you going to have a, you're going to get married and have a, and again, where you are, Oklahoma, like, get married, have kids. Like, that's a different thing than here.
My Grammy sat me down. Again, being a man, Oklahoma, I grew up in the South, church, Baptist, you know, Jewish world, Baptist world. Probably,
right.
Like, our Baptist and Jewish grandmas would get along.
Okay.
You know, a lot of judgment.
I'm not familiar with the Baptist group.
My Grammy sat me down. She's like, you need to come over here right away. We live down the street from my grandparents. And sitting on our porch rocking chairs. And again, I'm doing these vines. You see the video we just showed. Being whatever and
hanging out, having fun.
She's like, she sat me down. She's like, some ladies at the church were asking me if my grandson's gay. You better,
really?
You better get it together. I was like, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
because
not,
you're a
grandma,
man
not,
dancing online.
Because you're a man going around dancing.
Dancing, having, you're not, smiling
I think,
online.
I don't think it was even the, I don't think it was even the dancing. It was the fact I was doing the laundry.
Right. Like,
what are you, gay?
Right.
That's where I'm from. No,
just,
no.
You're just a man. Who's smiling and having fun
exactly.
online. That is as much as a grandma needs to know that is from another time and era.
Well, and she was just being kind. She was supportive and all that. But it was a lot of weird pressure from every angle. Like, what is he doing? And the craziest part is, quietly, I'm making good money.
Right.
Like, no one knows.
It doesn't, they
but
don't,
even if that it, doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And then the minute they ask you if you ever get in, like, good company and someone goes, so what do you make from a video like that? And sometimes you're like, I'm going to be honest with this fucking asshole.
Yeah, you know what? Fine. I did that one time because I was committed to never, ever tell anyone. Because I don't know. I just wanted to be.
Also, you're being, you know, you're being classy. Like, no one's going around saying, like, you know what I make from
exactly,
a Vine?
Exactly,
you know, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I had one guy finally ask, and I had the exact moment. I know you've thought, you're like, you know what? I told him. I mean, his jaw drops. And I go back, you know, 20 minutes later, I, like, walk back in the room. And I'm thinking, I was like, God dang it, why did I do that?
You feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
You're the one that feels bad, not him.
Exactly.
Right.
And I go back in, I was like, dude, I was totally just messing with you. And he was like, I knew it. And then I was like, good, I'm out.
And then he turns to everyone, he's like, this guy's a loser.
Yeah,
I told you.
He was even
can't
lying
make his wife
about
come.
It.
You know? So,
yeah.
Well, listen, I'm pumped to have your, it's cool.
Good to be here.
You know, I saw your, there's one thing about your Instagram bio that I see, and I'm like, I don't know about this guy. You see the Bible verse in the bio.
Sure, that's a little
when I
very
see that
it's very 2010s of me.
Well, I you know I've said it for dating. When I see it for dating, you know I'm like you can hear my like woo 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 woo.
Yeah,
you can hear me
yeah.
running out the door.
Fair
you
enough.
You know when I you match with someone on a dating app and then you bring it over to Instagram, you're like Bible verse. Oh, how am I gonna get out of this date? I don't know. You know, I'm looking to have some fun here.
Right.
When I see John, 30, I'm unfamiliar, and I know I sound bad, but and I don't mean to be flippant, but it's like, you see that, it's like, okay, they're either, like, very godly.
Sure.
You don't strike me as that. It seems like maybe it's part of your life, but it's not like you came in here thumping the Bible, like, let me teach
you
about the Word of God.
Yeah.
But that is my first thought. Or it's like, there's a sales technique here. Like, there's a little bit of like, are we looking to like make people who have of faith feel more comfortable and have a place where they can have fun too? Because I can understand that comedy could make someone who is a believer of any religion feel like an outsider.
That's a great question. You know, I just put it in there. Again, I made my account, what was it, in 2010 or whatever?
Right.
So it's very 2010, very college. And then I've never thought, like, I'm going to remove it. You
right.
know? So it's there. And where I'm from, there is a bit of, like you're describing. It's you come across a lot of people, they put that in the bio, and then they're just like, it's so over the top.
Mm.
And I think people in my position do feel like they just, like, every now and then have to, like, chime in and be like, just a reminder, I'm a super big Christian,
right.
you guys. And I don't know. To me, it's like, it's there. Okay, this guy's for that. And if you look at my content, it's not, it's like, there's not like end cards. Like,
no,
come to Christ.
And also, but I don't think of you as, it doesn't feel like you're trying to be clean.
Yeah.
When I look at your content. It doesn't feel like someone who's like trying to like, because it does, there is people that, again, to go back to the original concept of co-opting a community. you know, of like, I'm from the city, but you're not really from there. Like putting a Bible verse in your bio, there's people that use that to like grift people, you know,
100%.
Like to, and to go, well, I'm the, this comic or this comedy, or you're going to find, you know, Bible comedy here. And it's like, I don't think you're doing, that's not my takeaway from
stuff. Yeah, the verse is just simply, it's he must increase, I must decrease. That's the language.
Okay, what does it mean?
Just God, he increases, I decrease. More of him, less about me.
Ooh.
More about him.
A little fun on an Instagram bio.
Exactly. Or it's account. Like self-promo constantly. But it is. That's where I hope, you know, I'm sure a lot of comedians think this. Like when I'm doing shows, because you get so obsessed about your reputation, your
right, how
thing.
How you're like, seen.
I just want to like, you know what? I've done so many meet and greets where I'm just in my head like, I suck at this. Or I'm so tired. Then someone's like, I drove 7 hours. I can't wait. Right. And you're like, it's not about me. It's like, they're here. I need to provide a fun night.
Right. No, good content. Also, someone sees that and feels seen.
Yeah.
You know, and they go, ah, he's like someone I grew up with. This will be fun. And I can, you know, there's a trust built in and, that.
Yeah, especially from the South, the Bible Belt, all that. Like, I get a lot of good feedback from people in the community there where they're like, thanks for kind of being a guy who's doing it and he's actually funny and not like lame and
right and
cheesy
and normal, you
yeah,
know, like
just,
and not trying again. That's
again, maybe I'll make a joke that offends you, but I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to be funny. It's all
right
good.
In the same way that someone they know would offend them or be
like a friend would,
right?
You're like, and whoa, dude, easy. You're like, all right,
it is an interesting thing because we live in a time with comedy where everyone's like, okay, what's my thing? What's and you do see from every side grifters. That are like, I'm the God guy, I'm the Jewish guy, I'm, and they're putting out a product that's like lame, you know, and you know who's, and I do believe that the wide swath, you know, exists in the middle, you know, of the spectrum, and you know, it's just an interesting thing to me. I mean, we wanted to bring you on today because what are you promoting? You're just here? Is that?
I'm just here, man. I'm trying to, like I said, I live in the middle of the country and no one knows me. And
I'm you're
just,
in New York City.
I'm in New York City.
New York City.
New York City.
I love it.
I was like, I hit my agents up. I was like, I want to meet a Jewish person.
Hey.
And they're like, you're
like,
in luck.
Here he is.
He actually has a podcast.
The mascot.
Patreon. And
yeah, we're having matzah. It's Passover. Okay, so we're going to play a game. Speaking of annoying people. Okay, so I wanted to ask people what they thought. What is the most annoying thing about their mom? Is there something about your mom that annoys you?
So I've plenty of comments about my mom, content, jokes. She's just the very classic mom. She's a stay-at-home mom. And I think, I mean, the easy one that a lot of people can relate to is just the questions, just the, I mean,
constant
she will
question.
Just get after you. She'll sit down. You'd be amazed if you sat across from my mother. In 30 minutes, she'd know every deets about your
See,
life.
That's the thing. I love characters. Like, I love, like, when I meet a mom that's, like annoying.
Yes.
Like, I love an annoying mom because I'm like, oh, keep going. Let's
it's,
see
it's
the show.
It's a double-edged sword. It's great.
Right.
Like, my...
For you, it's annoying. For me, it's fun.
Well, there's something... It feels like home. It can't annoy me, but I'll have... my wife is making fun of me because my wife is a very soft-spoken patient late, and so is her mother. And my mom is like... More high energy. She's talking.
Yeah.
She's, and I'll come across mom fans who run up like that. Like, oh my gosh, Trey, oh my gosh, you're amazing. Give me a hug. And I just lied. And you tell
right,
my wife.
This feels like home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, you love an overbearing woman.
Right.
I kind of do. Yeah. It's just what I know.
You know, I was just in Boca with my parents for a hot second. And my mom, she did this. This annoyed me. She kept going, you could tell she didn't like how I looked. So she was like, you could tell, but she used coded language. Like, I'd rather her be like,
interesting choice.
Hey, right. I'd rather her go, hey, fat fuck, get it together. Like, I would rather her do that.
Just
instead,
tip-toeing.
She kept doing this. Ready? She kept going, I just want you to take care of yourself. That's what she kept repeating it. She
goes,
I just need you to take care of yourself. I need you to make some changes. And it's like, just say you don't
just
like how
it.
I look.
Right.
Right.
Just
now.
Come out. That's good. My mom will do that too. Well, she'll like, when do we need to take you to the airport? And you know, I'm like, I don't know, like we're in Oklahoma City, I have all the things an hour and a half early. She'll do a thing, she just repeats the question.
Right.
Like, hour and a half early. Huh. And then just does that. And you're like, just
right.
yeah. Just
say you don't like
I
that
know.
Plan.
You're wrong. Yes.
Yes.
Bad plan.
Well, my mom will ask me, when are you going to the airport the minute I land from getting there? Like when I get there, she'll go, when are you going home? That's the first question I get every time.
Oh, wow.
Stop showing up to the party at the same time your deodorant stops working. Get Lumi. It stops odor before it even starts with mandelic acid that controls BO for up to 72 hours. Toss out that old deodorant that quit on you and let Lumi do the heavy lifting. It's not just for your armpits. You can put it on your feet, your thighs, anywhere you get stinky. Here's the thing about Lumi that I love. It comes in a tube like a cream. That's different than any deodorant I've ever used. You can put it on your whole body. Wherever you feel you need a little bit of help, you can put Lumi. Available in a bunch of scents like toasted coconut. The toasted coconut smells delicious. Like I want to eat it. Clean tangerine, fresh alpine, and the brand new minted cucumber. Ooh, you're going to smell like a cocktail. And soft powder. Try them all and find your favorite. I love what Lumi's doing. I love that they've created a different way to help with your deodorant. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, the cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special guest for J-Train listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with my exclusive code. If you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off their starter pack. Wow, that's free money, people. Use code JTRAIN15 for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code JTRAIN15 at LumiDeodorant.com. JTRAIN15 at LumiDeodorant.com. Hair thinning can be really complicated. Chances are it's not just about your hair. It's a reflection of your overall health. To combat it, you need a whole body approach. Luckily, Nutrafol has your back. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. With over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol targets the underlying causes of shedding like stress, hormone changes, and nutrient gaps. With multiple formulas available for different needs, take their hair wellness quiz to get your personalized plan. First of all, my mom loves Nutrafol. She wouldn't just keep taking something that she didn't see value and benefit from. She was at my brother's wedding talking about it nonstop. Stop. Here's the other thing. I love that they have a personalized quiz. Not everyone's hair issues are the same. So you can take a quiz. They're going to match you up with the right product. Get ready to see results in just 3 to 6 months. So love this. Love Nutrafol. They've been a longtime sponsor. And my mom is a longtime user, and she's seeing results. I've seen it. She looks great. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering J-Train listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com. Enter the promo code FEATHER. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for their healthier hair. That's a lot of people that recommend Nutrafol. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code FEATHER. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code FEATHER.
So we're going to play, so since it's Mother's Day week, we're going to play, we had listeners write in with what annoys them about their mom. We're going to decide whether the mom's annoying or the kid's annoying for getting annoyed.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so let's read that through them. She always turns my joys into her sads. Nice, your friends did that. I never had friends.
Oh, I kind of like that.
You like it.
You know.
I think that is like, I would like
that's
it once
hilarious. I mean,
it's hilarious to realize.
It
so
is.
Like, I would see how far I could take it. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I guess, you know, like you'd be like, oh, man, I had, you know, everyone's cancer free. And she'd be like, everyone I know is dying of cancer.
I
would
know,
see
yeah.
like how sad she could get.
Exactly. There's my wife, two kids. She's in a bikini. I wasn't even allowed to wear one back then.
Right.
That's
my
a good
father
Debbie
used to
Downer
beat
mom.
Me if I showed my elbow. You know, like I would want to see how sad. But I do think that is an annoying mom.
That is an annoying mom. I
take
agree.
Your happiness, make it sad.
That it really is.
It's, you can never be happy.
That's a great one.
I would go
one.
Sad all the time just to see if they can make my sad sadder.
Mm.
That's fun.
That would be impressive.
That's the thing. With someone like that, you just want to like see the thing And then the way you make it fun is that you play with the thing. You turn exactly. the house into a Squid Game type of event. You basically take, oh, they make everything sadder. Okay, good. Let's see how sad we can get this fucking woman.
Exactly.
That would be what I would do.
You got to turn everything into a positive.
Right.
For you.
She doesn't finish her sentences, just stops when she decides she's done.
Oh, my wife does that a little bit.
Give me an example. I'm trying to think.
I think sometimes women, they'll just like have a question and then answer in their head. So they'll be like, so where do you think we should go? And I mean, I want to wring her neck. I'm like, what? What is the question?
I'm here. Don't do that. You brought me here. I'm your audience.
She's
yeah.
like, I was, never mind. And then it starts the whole thing. Well, no, what was the question? And it's just, you got to drag it out.
Oof. See, I'm okay with that one. She saves every cardboard box she receives.
It just, there's a element to how many. I know a lot of women just, do get a million boxes a week. So but
are they just living in a land of boxes?
Right.
Like, is this just like, are they in a cardboard prison of their own making?
Are they being broken down and put back together?
That's annoying, mom.
I agree.
Annoying mom. Answers my calls on her Apple Watch and won't tell me unless I ask if anyone can hear me.
Answers my calls on her Apple
Watch. So answering on an Apple Watch is annoying.
Just from the get-go,
well, because it's more.
You're an Apple Watch guy.
So I'm an Apple Watch guy. So
I'm not.
It's more like walkie-talkie than it is phone.
I do have a friend who does like the text or the call, and it's very.
It's just
they look
not,
like they're in like Spy Kids.
We're not there
it's
yet.
Too much.
We are in Vines land when you're answering on the on your wristwatch. We haven't gotten there.
Annoying.
Okay, let's do another one. Is that what you're wearing?
That's what her mom says to
that
her.
Her mom says, "Is that what you're wearing?"
Annoying mom, but I understand it.
It's annoying mom in the same way the. We just want you to take care of yourselves.
Yeah, it does
you
know, feel like home.
Right.
That's what you're wearing.
That's annoying, mom. Hums loudly.
Humming is... I don't know a lot of hummers, but I haven't hummed in years.
It's been a long time. My suggestion to this person, hum with them. If you start singing with them, it's hilarious. Like if they're just going... and then you join in... they hear, and now it's just two people humming. They will realize, like, why are you humming?
Well,
why
are you humming? Yeah.
Yeah, why are you humming?
I don't know. And then, I thought we were humming.
Right. Yeah, I thought we were saying this
never
the,
fails.
The choir. She mouths my words as I speak.
I can
That's
picture
an annoying
that.
Mom.
That is.
That's sitcom annoying. That is a character trait in a sitcom.
That's a controlling mom. She's like, I won't even.
Like, I can't, if someone did that to me on a podcast, I would not be able to move forward. No, that's an annoying mom. She checks my location too much. Annoying kid.
Does your mom have your location?
My location, no. That's a Gen Z thing, I think. But I think
my mom asked and I refused.
She asked.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say? She was like.
She just straight, I requested your location. Why don't you approve it? I was like, I'm not, I'm 30.
Right.
No. And she was like, wow,
Gen Z's
fine.
Very comfortable with sharing their location. Like, V, do you share your location with multiple people?
A few.
Few.
But a lot of them are younger.
I do with friends. It's just a social, it's a very nice social tool if you're like,
right.
Are my friends almost here? They're on their way.
Yeah.
Or where are, oh, they said they'd be here. Let me see where they are.
I would never
That's
share.
Nice.
You know why? Here's how addicted to my phone. I'd be like, oh, it's going to run out the battery. Like, that would be my first thought. Like, why would I do
You don't share location with anyone?
I don't share my location with anyone.
Wow.
Except my followers on Instagram.
Well, right. Priorities.
When I'm working from her house in meetings, I also think checking your location as a mom is a mom thing. You're annoying for being like, why are you asking me, mom? Like, of course, she just wants to know where you are. Yeah. When I'm working from her house in meetings, she hangs around the office making faces. So I know this is about moms, but this reminded me, my dad will, like, if I go work out at the gym, where they live, my dad will just stand behind me while I'm working out, watching me work out. And I think it's the most annoying thing. Like,
are you working out together?
No, I'm like headphones on doing like a HIIT workout that's like off of my phone. Jesus. And he's just
that's
watching me. Like he's training me for the draft. Like
he's in the gym.
He's doing his workout.
And he'll just kind of pause.
Just wander over and then like my brother's wedding was a few weeks ago. I was working out in the gym in the hotel. He walked in and just stood next to me for like 5 minutes of the workout. Just like
I know. I feel like with age, they just like to watch more.
Right.
It's like bird watching and
it's just judgy. And then there's this thought of like I just imagine him being like, so this is what he thinks works. You know, like, this is what he thinks is a good workout.
He does this every time.
She asked me to commit to plans way too far in advance. I work in live events. Oh, please, Ma.
That girl's annoying.
The girl's annoying. This annoying kid.
Good mom's a planner. She's just trying to get the calendar right.
Right. And moms have nothing to do.
Yeah.
So, like, you being a part of their plan is, like, the month.
This
so
is super Gen Z, too. Like, right. What, you're trying to plan things a week in advance? Gross.
Who would plan anything? Yeah. That's also no kids. Like, you have kids. Like, New York trip was planned.
To the minute. Yeah.
Right.
Way in advance.
I knew you would be on time when we planned this morning. That's why I gave you the morning slot.
Nice.
Because I was like, this guy's a dad.
You're in tune. Yep.
He's in.
Locked in.
Let's do a couple more. She'll buy 100 things from the dollar store, and I'm like, at a certain point, it's not a deal. That's annoying, kid.
Yeah, she's out here. You cost her money, so now she's at the dollar store.
Right. She couldn't afford the other store because he's taking care of you.
Yeah.
Traveling with mom brags to anyone with ears. My daughter is running the marathon. So traveling with mom brags to anyone with ears that my daughter is running the marathon.
Very annoying, mom. Yeah.
I'm annoying kid.
Annoying You're kid?
Annoying kid because...
It's too supportive. It's too loving.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's not...
it's really sweet, though.
She's not an Olympian marathon runner. So, like, she doesn't have to run a fucking marathon, too. Your mom's proud of you for doing gym class. Like... No one gives a fuck that you're doing a marathon.
It is
fascinating. Except your mom. So you're doing it for some sort of personal validation. The only reason to do a marathon is to like, you can say it's to raise money for stuff, but you're doing it because you want to be the star of the movie. You want to put the 26.2 on the back of the car. You want to say to people, I'm running the marathon. People go, what? You're running a marathon? They think a certain thing about you. You're a healthy person. You're raising money. You're a good person. And now your mom is your number one PR agent. You're like, shush.
Stop. I'm embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to post it on Instagram.
Yeah, so what are you talking about?
Marathon is the ultimate event of like you want no attention and all of it.
Right.
It's just dichotomy. Like you have, I always see people at marathons, they have like a crew with like signs, like keep going. You're like, what losers? But then you're also like, but that's really nice.
Right.
Too.
They have friends that cared enough. You gave, and for the friends, you gave them something to do. We're going to go watch them do the marathon. We're going to get some drinks. We have a reason to drink.
True.
We have a reason to like get up and have a nice brunch. Everyone is doing things for their own benefit. And if you...
That's the lesson of this.
If other people can be helped segment. By that, that's a good thing too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the added bonus. That's why the marathon is such a like a perfect event. You get your star on the Walk of Fame. Also, you help a charity. Also, your friends are involved because they needed something to do. So now you feel supported by your friend.
Get up early. You run. At least it was a full. It sounds like it was a full. Half would be a tough look.
Right.
Mom bragging. She's doing little the half.
Little Lucy 13. Doing a 5K.
13.1. It's like, yeah. Right. Couch to 5K. West very flight. Proud.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Just select if a player will have more or less of a certain stat. For instance, you can guess if they'll have more than one rebound, or maybe you think they'll have less than 3 assists. Then watch the game and see what happens. I love what DraftKings is doing. I love what they're doing because they're looking for ways to make a game more fun for you. To take a Tuesday night with the games on TV and you'd kind of watch, it'd be in the background, and now making it so you have some skin in it. And they've created a whole new app for this, Pick 6, and I love what they're doing. It makes a game that much more fun. You can play with friends, pick your favorite players, and compete for huge cash prizes. Make game day even more exciting. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use code JTRAIN and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. The playoffs are on right now, and they're on until the summer. So this will get you through those months where you're like, oh, I got nothing to do on a Monday. Now you can have fun with the NBA games. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code JTRAIN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, let's go to the mailbag. We're going to do some advice questions. We're here with Trey Kennedy. Trey, thank you for coming here all the way from Kansas City. So you moved to Kansas City.
Yep.
And do you like it there? I like the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I love that place. Love Dustin. Great guy. But you like it there?
Yes, I love it. So, yeah, it's just close to home. It's got a little more going on, and
with the sports, that's big.
Yeah, of course, you got to embrace it. So I've been pretty spoiled. I moved up there, like, I think the year we drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay. So you're
So I had 1 year. I was like, all right, we'll see what this guy can do, and here we are. Great. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you go to games? Are you involved in the Kansas City community? Are you a local celeb? Like a
little bit. I think there's an awareness I'm around there, and the Chiefs have been kind. They've had me out some games, and
it's great.
It's a great city. It's fun. And then I moved there just like I'm gonna get an apartment with my friend and make videos. Because I was just like, where's my life headed?
Mm.
So fast forward a few years, I'm making videos. COVID happens. That COVID, because I was really debating moving to like LA or whatever.
Right.
And COVID happens, and now all of a sudden it's like Zoom meetings are fine.
Right.
Like, we don't care where you live anymore.
Remote and you probably work. Have a huge home. You probably have like a
money is way farther.
Like, live comfortably.
I have great friends, family close. And then I started touring, and it's like tour city. The airport takes me 5 minutes to get in.
And the airport's brand new.
And the airport's now brand new, which is a game changer.
It went from the worst airport in the country to the best.
To the best.
Yeah.
And I get anywhere in the country, few hours.
How'd you meet your wife?
We met on Instagram.
Really? She's still in your DMs or are you hers?
Me, hers. She didn't know who I was.
So how do you come about her? Did she have a following?
I have no idea. It's really like weird and creepy, but it just worked out. So
it's real.
It's real.
You know, because you go, here's the thing. And we give a lot of dating advice. We're going to give some dating advice here. Everything's weird and creepy until it works out for you.
Mm.
You know, how the brain works, we're all very similar. But it's just not as public because we only've had this social media for so long. But the idea that you saw, you know, I can tell you how it happened. We haven't even talked about this. I don't know you.
Let's do it.
But I would assume what happened was someone you follow on Instagram tagged her in a picture. You go, who is this chick? You go to her profile, open account. You look at her account. You go, she's cute. She seems fun. I'll send a message. I got a following so I can come in here. Big stud, and I'll ask her out. Is that close?
Close. Okay. So where you talk about it's creepy until it works. I really rolled the creepy dice on this.
Okay.
Maybe a couple like friend or friend, but zero mutual connections.
Okay.
She's in Atlanta. I'm in Kansas City.
Right. Not as far in like country speak. It's far, but it's like...
I'm from Oklahoma. She's from the South. Very similar cultures.
Right. But the idea of getting in the car, driving 7 hours down there is different than here, I think. Like...
Oh, it's a flight.
Oh, how long is a flight?
Hour and a half.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's... I explore page. Cute girl.
So you was on the explore page?
Exploring, dude.
You're out there. I'm an explorer. You're out there.
Yep.
Dora Columbus.
We already mentioned it.
Bifocals, mm-hmm. you're out there exploring.
Swiper, no swiping.
And you see a woman of all the women in bikinis that you have on your explore page.
Remember back in the day when people were so naive, they'd be like, I'm sick of this social media. Feed me all these naked women.
Wow.
You're like, well, sir, don't say that out loud. That's you're doing. Yeah.
What's with all these naked
women?
Come on. These big asses on my Explore
page. They're just feeding
page.
It to me. It's ridiculous.
I want
to
know about watches.
It was a simple photo with her, like, with her family or something. I was like, pretty girl.
Really?
Look around. Yeah, you know.
So then you go down the rabbit hole. You start looking at her profile.
Wow, okay. She looks impressive. She's cute. Same age, whatever. I think I just follow and move on. It wasn't like an aggressive, like, I need to talk to this girl.
You
like,
followed, no message.
Right. So it was just, I'm in my single era, right? I was probably in a time where, you know, once or twice a week I'd follow a cute girl.
Yeah, sure.
And then you see her pop up and you're like,
but
I don't know why I did that.
This is the thing. We get this email all the time because we have a female listenership where they'll write in, like, that my boyfriend follows all these people. I don't even know who they are. And you go, it happens. Like, this is like, you know, penis.
Could be from years ago.
Penis, like, oh. Money, social media, and alcohol. Not a good mix.
Not a good mix.
Not a good mix. So you start, and this is like the most safe, genuine form of the bad mix.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Like, right,
you
right.
Know, like, this is like the most beautiful way it could evolve. There's dangerous ways for it to evolve. So you follow, and who messages who first?
She follows back.
Okay, so now you're doing the dance.
So, yeah, it's the dance. It's kind of whatever.
There's an acceptance. The follow back is a little bit of a consent nod.
It's a nod.
It's a nod.
It's crack the door.
Sure.
And I think it was a classic, like, one day I click an Insta story. I think I shot her some little quip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much too, back then when I was single, like, you would DM girls, and then you'd be like, oh, what am I doing? Like,
story of my life. I
wasn't confident. Like, this is how I'll meet a girl. Well, I was just kind of like,
Here's the other thing. Laziness plays in. And this is why, like, you know, men in dating apps is like what you're dealing with. And if you're wondering about, like, who you're dealing with, what's the animal you're dealing with, men are just genuinely lazy, naturally lazy. So you probably have
clueless.
Like, you know, clueless. But also, that, you know, you send a DM and you go, what am I doing? A little bit of that is like, what am I going to go to Atlanta?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where there's people out there that are like, come to Atlanta, sweep me off my feet, show me the weekend of my life. And you're like, oh, I got to show them the weekend of their life.
You know, it's like prices. I got to book 2 months in advance,
right.
Planes. So it was like she messaged back. It was like, boom, 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 done. And kind of move on. It was probably a month later, I think what it was, I was just kind of like, yeah, what am I doing? This girl's across. Mm. She's probably just being a little nice. And then one day, I think she gave me a little reaction to a story.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
The dance is still going.
And then it was kind of this whirlwind week where, like, we legit started having a conversation. Great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, oh my gosh, really hitting it off.
Yeah.
Get your number, texting. And I was traveling around. I think I was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Atlanta, and we were really hitting off. So we're like, well, let's maybe we meet, but before we go to this effort, I was like, well, let's do a FaceTime.
Okay.
Let's do a FaceTime right before we meet in person and go, oh, wow. Hours long FaceTime. You hang up the FaceTime. We all know that feeling. You're like, oh my gosh.
Great talk.
Wow.
Hit it off. I can't believe
this is happening.
Yeah.
And I rerouted my flight, LA to Kansas City, LA to Atlanta.
You did the I'll come sweep you off your feet.
And I remember touching down in Atlanta going, like, I had a commitment to myself. Like, if this girl, she was like, I'll pick you up from the airport. Mm. I land. I'm like, if she ghosts me or if this is the weirdest night of my life, I swear I'm going to take it to my grave. I'll never tell my friends. I had a commitment to myself. I'm like, because you're in single long enough.
Right, right.
And I, not super long, but I'd been trying for a while. And I just felt like.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 26, 7.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just felt like you sit there sometimes in your dating life and you're like, this is either the best story of my life or like a real new low where I'm right. flying now to get rejected.
Well, and it's also, right.
It's like, I go to Southwest to get dumped.
Right. You choose your own seat.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse. Choosing your own seat to get ghosted.
Yeah.
So she comes and picks you up, and what do you guys do? Like dinner, lunch? Like what?
It was, again, whirlwind. She picks me up. She messes with me because she was She's like an adventurous person. I think she was enjoying, like you said, pick me up. So well, she's
again,
enjoying this.
You are. There is an element of you are the safe adventure.
Yeah.
You have this big following, so like there's things for you to lose. You know, she can always like, you know, there are things to lose as far as you are concerned. Mm. And also like you get to, you know, I'm meeting up with this guy, you know, that does this cool thing and it's different than everything I know. You know, I know people in Atlanta who, you know, work in insurance, you know?
Yeah, and that was kind of her thing. She was, especially in the deep south like that, she was starting to go on dates with like divorced guys, which is not bad, but it's kind of weird when you're 26.
Right.
It's like you've already like been married
oh my
and
God,
divorced.
Now I'm in this world.
Yeah, it's I'm starting to enter this world. Like, is this... And she jokes because I just got in the car and I just kept saying, like, is this cool? Like, this is weird, right? This is, I'm kind of trying to be like, this is...
Well, that makes
I
you
just
less
want you
creepy,
to know.
I
right,
think.
I think I want to like, let you know, this. I think this is strange.
Right, you
want to
let her know
it.
That I don't do this.
Yeah.
Right, because they, right. Listen, we know people that have been outed as these people who like, do anything they can for a little bit of, you know, a little like some women, you know, like, yeah. And like, and you kind of hear these stories and you go, that's the lengths they were going to, you know, and you're
it's
like,
real
yeah.
Roll of the dice. And I'm glad it worked the first time because it'd be tough, right? If you're like, well, this is the third time I've flown across the country for a date, so I hope this one worked. Like, I know guys. Where right. From where they're like, you ever hear they're like on their wedding day, like, here's the note he wrote the night he met me, and it's like, I know I'm gonna marry this girl, da da da. Yeah. It's like, well, did he burn the last three notes?
Right.
From the first three times he did this with the girls?
I read my brother's note to his wife on his wedding and I was
okay.
Like, I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ChatGPT'd this, man. Yeah, yeah.
You knew the minute you left. Mm-hmm. He deleted everything.
But I was proud. I feel like I pulled a good move. I realized, you know, girls want the guys to plan it. So I was like, I'd like to plan a night, but I understand I don't know anything about Atlanta. You do. So like, here's kind of what I'm thinking. It's kind of a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yes, that looks good. We did a simple dinner and we just hit it off as well. As we just went to place, ran into her ex on place number 3.
Okay.
Which is a fun wrinkle.
Few drinks in.
Fun wrinkle.
Yeah.
Couple drinks in. She's like a very sweet, meek girl, and she just kind of walks over flustered, and she's like, I gotta tell you, my ex over there, he's gonna probably come up to it. And I was just like, it's fine, like, so that
you
was fun.
It, it's like, he looks exactly like you. You're like, what the fuck
just
is
like
this?
Better looking. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, she's actually an influencer.
Right.
No. And we're up till 4 a.m. talking.
She's like, this is John Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang it. That actually was the one. Because John's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she had like a friend of a friend that knew John.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was like her one thing through the trail. She just got word that like, I mean, I'd been around John like a few times at that mm-hmm. point. But I guess enough confirmation to be like, he wasn't insane to his knowledge. But we sat until 4 talking. And it was amazing.
I think this is an important story to tell because the email that we have today is actually on this like kind of subject of like taking
it.
Chances and getting out there.
Yep.
This person wrote in, let's go to the email. I'm 30, have never been on a dating app. My last two relationships were long-term, and I met them both organically. I'm not single, have landed a great job and semi-healed from my last relationship, but because I'm not from New York, I don't really have a group of friends here. I've considered joining the apps as I don't really know anyone outside of work and pretty much just hang out with my dog all the time. I'm extremely hesitant, not just because I've never done the apps and I'm a relatively shy person, but also because my name is unique enough that anyone could Google me and in 2 seconds know exactly where I work, what I do, see things I've published, etc. I'm not an important person by any means, but my institution's SEO work is pristine. I work in the higher education sector. Would it be weird to use a pseudonym or an abbreviation of my name to start off? Am I being too paranoid? Should I just say fuck it and use my name as is? Any thoughts of roastings? Any thoughts or roastings would be greatly appreciated. Well, I love this question because a new baby deer out on the dating landscape.
Never done the apps.
Never done the apps. What do you think if someone had a fake name, a pseudonym on a dating app?
I guess what's the game plan? Is it once you meet in person, she's like, this is that my actual name?
Right.
Is it a sit? Like, what if she forgets? Is it date 3 and she's like, God, now I'm just Jamie forever.
Right. I'm just umlaut.
But I don't know. Yeah, right.
I'm the symbol. Yeah, I'm Prince.
I mean, you got to get on. The apps are tough. I'd imagine in New York City, it's a wild, wild environment.
Yeah, well, but the disposability in New York City is high because there's just, you never stop. Sorry, I remember friends visiting here. They're like, it never runs out. You know, like you can just get people. But I think what's interesting about her question, like, there's a couple things. One, she's being careful, which I understand. If you've never been on the apps, you're like, I'm just going to put my name and likeness out there. And yeah, I'm sorry. Like, what's the plan is like a good point. And it's like, I do think putting a pseudonym, it just, people generally are going to go, like when you met your wife, you did say, hey, I get this is weird. You want to like let people know right away that you're aware, that you're cognizant of like the environment. When you have a pseudonym out there, it's kind of show, it's a little bit like you have no control over that storyline. And I would say to this person, like, it sucks, but like, you got to play in traffic to get hit. You're like, you know, there's risk. You know, you don't, right. How do you, what the football coach, risk it to get the biscuit. Like, you know, like, and putting yourself out there does have inherent risk. It does have danger. I'm not saying to this person, like, and I would say to them also, like, just because you've never been on a dating app doesn't mean that, like, you don't know how to feel. Like, some people are like, I've never been on a dating app before. Is this weird? It's like, if you found it weird, it's weird. Like, and I think, like, you have to trust those instincts on a dating app because it's hard. Just because it's a new venue doesn't mean you're a new human.
Right.
So I think, but I don't want to push this person because I'm basically saying to them, like, yeah, people are going to Google you. Like, yeah, people are going to see your record. People are going to look into you. All of these things are true, but it also, it's what it is.
It is what it is. And it is, I am amazed how many women, like, women on the app, I mean, you talk about risk. They just have to meet a stranger.
Right. It's risky.
It is. It's wild. But like you said, dating's dating. It's always meeting strangers. And they're always, hey, your next love is a stranger right now.
That's right.
No.
That's right. John 30-30.
Maybe in Kips Bay. No. Don't do that.
Well, I think to her, here, there's two pieces of advice. She said something very specific in her email. When you moved to Kansas City, did you know people there already?
A couple really good friends, but of course not. No, yeah, like.
But you had a couple good friends, and you guys probably went out together.
Yes, and that's like a big reason I did it is because I have a best friend. We moved in together. I was like, we're going to go meet some people.
There you go.
Friends, guys, girls, dates.
Here's what she needs to do. She needs to get more comfortable in New York. She said she's new to the city. She only knows people from work. Here's my answer to her question. She never saw this coming. You ready? You need to go to Facebook and go Facebook or Instagram stories, wherever you have the most personal friends, whatever social media is. Hey, I just moved to New York looking for friends. Does anyone know people in the city? And let's start branching out that way before we're just lonely Miss Dater out in the city with no one to call if the date goes wrong. Like, I think that's a big part of what she's so concerned about is like, she goes on a date with a stranger. It's not like, hey, can you call me and meet me for a drink after if it doesn't go well? She doesn't have anyone. So I think she needs like a little bit of a foundation here before she can
kind of
go out to like dating island. And she would feel better about the not safety of it all because it isn't safe. And you know this. I'm sure this happens to you a lot. And it happens to me. People can out-moral you on the internet and there's no defense. Someone could listen to this and be like, you're telling a woman to go on a date and put her name on the internet? And it's like, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. This is dangerous. I'm making assumptions that this person is a woman that has survived to this point and knows danger versus not danger. If you're one of those people that wants to say to me, well, don't tell people to put their name on, I can't speak to you. You're not a rational person. Exactly. You're not living in the world. It's easy to do that, to cut me at the knees. But the point, I think that she'll feel better if she went to Facebook or goes to Instagram and goes her close friends on Instagram and says, hey, I'm looking to make connections. And this is hard. It's hard to do because it's like,
it is. And it needs to be more accepted to like go on more dates with friend dates.
Right.
I would ask guys to get a coffee. And I could tell sometimes when I was new to the city, sometimes they'd be like, what? I was like, I'm trying to meet people.
Right.
We sit down.
But you had the best friend there that you guys could go together. So like, I think if she had friends, everyone has friends that moved to New York. Hey, exactly. I got a friend that just moved there too. They're looking for friends. I think it's like one of those things that like the minute you say it out loud, someone reacts to it and they go, and you're like, thank God I said that out loud.
Yeah.
So I think if this person goes to Facebook, goes to Instagram, puts on their stories where it's only your close friends that keep up with it, and you go, hey, just moved to New York, looking for friends. If anyone has a friend or a family member that's moved here, I would love to get coffee with them.
I like it.
And then they can reach DM me. Send me a DM and let me know.
Send a DM. Tell no one my name.
We're going to Patreon. Be sure you go to Patreon. Patreon.com/JaredFried. If you're not on there and you've never been on there, there's so much stuff there. There's Coffee with J-Train where I do like basically my diary. I do an audio diary of my life. Nice. Every week I jump on the mic and I just do half hour.
Here's what's been happening.
Here's what's going on. What did I talk about last time? I got to do another one. Someone was like, I'm glad these are still happening. They're happening every week. Oh, I talked about the new hat. I bought a hat in Aspen. It's a whole new personality.
In Aspen.
It's a Kimo Sabe hat. It is like full on. I mean, we got the hat.
And it just changed your whole personality, didn't it?
It's changed my world. It's like having a kid.
And are you like a hat guy now?
I've always been a hat guy.
But like, have you always been that type of
hat
guy?
No. This is a totally different hat guy. This is.
And you're wearing this around New York.
Wore it once. It went okay. The Comedy Cellar got a lot of feedback at the comedy clubs.
You wore it on stage.
Wore it on stage.
Did you get feedback? Are you talking backstage or on stage?
Both. I had to address it on stage. I'm going to have a video about it soon. I read the piano player I talked about. He was like, literally, I came on stage. He goes, we got to talk about the hat. And I'm like, dude, you're a musician.
Cool hat.
Right.
You know cool
this
hats.
This is what you guys do. So, okay. We're going to Patreon. Patreon.com/JaredFried. We're going to do some luxury lounge.